They never played together, right? Jalen Williams, Daniel Gafford.
Jalen never even played with Isaiah.
Did he not?
Isaiah left, I think, the year before.
That's why you guys know ball and I don't. What do we want to talk about today, guys? I think we just keep it short and sweet. We got softball updates. Kate, I know you're very excited about softball. How's Liberty softball looking?
Liberty softball's looking good. They're the one seed in their conference tournament, so that's nice. I was a little surprised when they announced the regular season conference awards that Liberty didn't get any of the major awards. And they had two, I think, first team all conference, which wasn't even like the most of teams. They technically had the most conference selections when you went through first, second, and like third team, which is good. But like other than that, they didn't really garner anything else. So it's kind of surprised. But either way, I'm excited for it. In general, softball, fun time.
You know it too well. Ethan, give us an SEC softball update. Who are the players? Who are the Shakers? What are we doing?
Anybody could win. I mean, Tennessee is the favorite because they won the regular season and they're also defending SEC regular and tournament champs last year. They're number three in the country. They're the favorites, but it's really anybody can win. If there's anything we've learned from the SEC softball season this year, I mean, Ole Miss is the last place team, and that's an NCAA tournament team. Like, I mean, everybody in the conference is going to make the big dance. Anybody can beat anybody. So it's really one of those things that this week you just buckle up, lay back, and watch some good softball.
Amen, brother. What about nationally?
Nationally, you were so used to the dominance of OU, right? But they just lost a series to Oklahoma State. They lost a series to Texas. They are beatable this year. And people are saying it's the curse of Love's Field, which is, the stadium we were looking at renderings of earlier this year. There's apparently a curse to it now that's made OU not be just unbeatable. So people are like mad and saying they should, tear it down or whatever, go back to how it used to be.
Got to reverse the juju somehow.
Tear down the
Yeah.
nicest softball facility in college softball.
This was a mistake. We screwed up.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's kind of one of those years that you finally don't know who's going to win it all. It could be anybody.
I love parody. I really do. Honey, I need a soccer update from you. I heard you had a soccer game. Was that Monday night at this point?
So, yes, we were supposed to have a game
Oh, no.
yesterday, Monday night, but because it rained on Sunday, they canceled. So we got pushed back to next week.
Well, keep us updated on that. That'll be a regular
Good to
segment
know.
moving forward. You have maybe one game left, maybe one or two. So
Maybe
it will not
we're
be
in
a
the
very,
playoffs.
it will not be a
So.
very recurring segment. It's pretty much going to be a one and done thing. But I look forward to hearing about that result next time. Real quick, guys, I do want to talk a little college baseball here. I'm going to give you the top 15 teams in the nation according to D1 baseball rankings. Do we trust D1 baseball rankings? Which ranking should I go with?
Think they're the most trustworthy one.
Because I know with baseball's weird. There's not like a specific AP. There's like three or four that are all slightly different. Well, anyway, I'm going to go with the D1 rankings. So here's your top 15. You got Tennessee, Clemson, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Arkansas, East Carolina, Oregon State, Florida State, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, Wake Forest, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Georgia. Here's my question for you guys. If you were to put money on this, would you have a team from the SEC winning it all? They've won it, I believe, what is it, the last 3 years, maybe even more at this point, an SEC West team specifically. Do you see an SEC team winning the national championship once more?
100%.
100. You don't think the Pirates out of East Carolina can get it done?
Listen, there's some teams in the SEC that m won't make the NCAA tournament that could go win a regional hosted by some of these other conference teams. The SEC is so good at baseball, it's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Yeah.
you even think like LSU, if they got hot, could end up being one of the better teams in the country. And they might, I mean, what are they probably going to be, a two, maybe a three seed? They're not even going to host a regional.
Florida's worried about not even making the SEC tournament. But if they gotten snuck in the NCAA, nobody wants them in their regional.
I mean, even a team like Georgia, I mean, they're 35 and 12. SEC baseball, it's where it matters. SEC football or baseball conference? Although, can you say basketball now, specifically with John Calipari bringing in everybody and their mom for recruits and transfer pickups? Oh my goodness, it's so fun.
Not to make it a full circle thing, but I think the SEC is a softball conference.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fair.
Except they never win the national championship anymore, but hey, at least they got like every team ranked. But no,
Interesting.
basketball, Alabama, they might be the team to beat this year, guys.
Hey, what were you interviewing our guy Jake Bates about earlier today, Ethan?
I wasn't interviewing him, somebody else was. I was just recording it.
Give me more UFL.
I will give you a teaser to the story that Matt Jones is going to write. Read it over at wholehogsports.com. So Jake Bates, guys, this dude, he played football like his last year of high school, right? Just for fun. He didn't even kick footballs though. I think he was, I don't even know what position he was, but he did never played. He was just on it to be like there because his best friend or somebody did. Then he goes to college and plays soccer at UCA. And he guess he's starts learning how to kick a football or something, and then all of a sudden he gets, I forget how the connections ended up, but where he could go be a kicker at Texas State in San Marcos, Texas. He's on the team, he's practicing, he's kicking and stuff, but I mean, he never really sees the field. Same situation at Arkansas. He's behind Cam Little, but I mean, he's practicing, doing stuff. He actually had a great onside kick recovery against Alabama, if y'all remember it. In that game that Arkansas came back and like almost tied it, they tied it or something, and then couldn't finish the job. His whole college career, it's already like he stumbled across being able to kick on a football team, but he never kicked a field goal. His very first in-game field goal to kick on any level was in a professional league, and it was the 64-yarder, guys. Like, think about it. That is the first field goal he ever attempted in a game, and it was in a professional league.
Hey, we know it well. I get one of my favorite texts I've ever gotten was just Cade texting me Jake Bates with nothing else.
But like, he had never kicked even an extra point. I mean, that was his very first attempt in a game, like any level, high school, college, anything. It was like, all right, go kick a field goal. I guess Sarah Fuller probably had a similar experience, our brave warrior for the Vanderbilt Commodores a few years ago, who kicked it was a field goal or an extra point, guys.
It was an
It was an
extra
extra point.
point.
I remember
Sarah
that well.
Fuller and Jake Bates, basically the same kicker. Except one made a 64-yarder, I guess.
Yeah,
It's a
Sarah's
different
out
sort
there
of
playing,
kisses.
and Sarah's playing in the dub NWSL now.
Oh,
Oh,
really?
congratulations
Congratulations to Sarah Fuller. If you are listening to this, we are proud of you.
know she is.
We love her.
All right, I do want to. I want to end with this. We're just gonna keep it short and sweet today. Is this cool or does this suck? This is an Arkansas football update for you guys. So, former MLB player Monte Harrison just committed to Sam Pittman in Arkansas. He was a four-star recruit in the 2014 class. This guy played professional baseball. He's 28 years old. Is this cool or is Arkansas scraping the bottom of the barrel with this?
And I think he's
I
coming
don't
in
know.
as a walk-on.
He's coming in as a
Well,
walk-on.
here's
You're
the thing, guys.
exactly right.
Shout out Richard Davenport. He had this like a week ago, so I heard about it, but I mean we broke it today, I guess. This dude who's going to play for them, here's the deal. He's a walk-on because terms of his professional baseball contract, he can't go be on scholarship to play like football or something like this. So he has to be a walk-on. He's just kind of wanting to do this though. But this dude is a freak athlete. I'm not over here saying he's gonna step on the field and be, Bobby Petrino's like go-to receiver or something, but watch his baseball highlights. He's a freak athlete. People say from like the Kansas City area that he's like maybe the best athlete that's come out of there in like over the past couple decades. Like he was a four-star in football, played MLB, apparently he was a freaking basketball. All I'm saying is he's an athlete and he's 28 years old. If I'm an 18-year-old, like most of the time those freshmen, well, granted, the people who will play in the SEC, those aren't your scrawny freshmen. They usually bulk up and play like as juniors and seniors, on defense. All I'm saying is this dude could maybe just be the grown man who just goes in there and does grown man things. I don't know. But that's got to be a weird dynamic in the locker room. Think about that. Like, you have an 18-year-old whose teammates with this 28-year-old, and like, freshmen in college, like,
But
it's just a year.
wasn't there a kicker for Virginia who was older?
Well, wasn't
Maybe.
there wasn't
There's
even
like a veteran.
Brandon wasn't Brandon
Yeah.
Newton, the Oklahoma State quarterback, wasn't he like what 26 years old when he was playing for Oklahoma State? So there's a
It's
precedent
not
for sure.
known.
I'm just
I
waiting.
here's what I love is he doesn't have to do it. He just wants to. And
For the
that's the
love of
kind
the
of guy
game, baby.
we that's the that's like Sam Pittman. He didn't have to be our head coach. He just wants it. He's yeah, he loves Arkansas.
Shout out to Sam for getting
What
to
is
go to the
this guy?
Kentucky Derby and watch his horse win, man.
Dude, he was in the winner's box.
Yeah, Mystic Dan, his owner's from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Shout out to Mystic Dan. I believe, what do we at Dunderhead have to do to buy our own horse and put it in the Kentucky Derby?
I think that
Do the horses take steroids?
No
I
clue.
think I am a unit. I am kind of like a stallion. So what if I just dress up like a horse and I run in one of these?
I would watch that. Sorry if you heard the good, the
Ethan,
bad.
you'd have to train for that.
Listen, I trust my speed against Mystic Dan. Surely Mystic Dan isn't that fast.
Ethan, can I be honest with you? Yeah, I'm thinking about how long that racetrack is. I don't know if you're, well, I take this back. I was going to say, I don't know if you're going to finish, but I saw you finish a half marathon.
What do y'all think would, okay, here's an actual bet. Because is it just one loop around in a horse race? I
Yeah.
only caught the tail end of the, okay. If I started 3/4 of the way to the finish line, do you think I would finish before these horses?
No.
No.
Okay, four
This
fifths.
track, you've seen Oakland with your own eyes. You've been there, I'm assuming.
No,
Lived in
I
there.
really haven't. I'm from there and I never went
Driven
to Oakland.
by it at least. I think. I hope.
Okay,
You know how big that
five
track is?
six, 5/6 of the way. I get to start 5/6 of the way through on a full sprint. Do you think the
Track
horses
is
beat me?
huge.
I don't know, five,
Okay.
six, that's getting close to the end, so maybe.
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's
Let me Google
like
how
the
long.
last hundred.
If I count to three, everybody think of a number 1 through 100. I have one in my head. And if on the count of three, if we all four say the same number, I will dress up like I will. I promise I will find a way to get to the next race at Oaklawn and dress up like a horse and attend as a horse.
One
And
lap is 1 1/4 mile.
Heath, can we count to, can I count to three real quick? Everybody have their number?
I'm sorry, you say that one more. I'm sorry, I was looking.
Oh, if I have a number 1 through 100 in my head, I'm going to count to three. Everybody get a number in your head too. If we all say the same number, I promise, I pinky promise, swear, I will dress up like a horse, like as horsey as I can, and go to the next race at Oaklawn. I'll find my way there and just neigh and act like a horse and be a freak.
So we all have to say the same number.
Yeah, I don't think the odds of this are very great. So, one, two, three, 73.
72.
I heard 2 from 72 from somebody. Y'all were trying to do the delayed thing, and that was.
Heard 72 from all of us, I think.
I said 73, so whoever had a 2 at the
No.
end, like.
No, we have videotape evidence of this. I saw the ta come out of your mouth there.
Said 73. All right,
72.
we'll
Wow,
try
y'all.
again next week.
Okay, so you gotta go do that,
No,
huh?
it didn't happen, guys. I don't even know what the odds this are. I took finite math where you'd find out like what would be the odds, and I don't remember how to, but I promise this one would have
I
been.
thought you meant just us three. I didn't know you were included.
I love a good horse race. And Ethan, if you were one of the horses on that in that horse race.
Well,
I'd be
I
so
on the bet it wasn't for me to go be a, I was for me to pretend like not trying to actually get on the racetrack. I mean, that would be impossible. I'd go to jail, but I was gonna dress up like a horse and like just be a freak in the stands and like
again, now you're just walking it back. We have evidence of this. It's all going to be in the episode.
okay. I mean, hopefully the
Everybody's going to
viewers
hear what you
proud of
said.
you. Hopefully the listeners are they'll understand what I was saying.
They might reach out to you about this. Here's a question, real quick. I heard this on a radio show a couple of weeks ago. Could you win the Masters if every other golfer started at the tee, but you started at the farthest point on the green? So bet you were just putting, and they were starting off at the tee spot.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I think I can win the Masters if I given that opportunity. My putt game is strong. I think I could do it. I think I could do it.
If I was consistent in my shots, possibly, but I am not. So I do not trust myself to win.
Honey, you could eagle the par fives easily. Easily. Wow. We could. Now I think. Now I think I can win the Masters just regularly. Man, I got to get into golf again. It's been a while.
Here's
This could
another.
probably be a show. That could be a reality TV show. They should get professional golfers to come on.
That's the
And they
next match.
let average people just start on the green.
Yeah.
I'd watch that, honestly. That'd be a good show.
Here's another thing. Would you trust yourself to make a 5-yard field goal? Actually, that's impossible. Oh, you're right. It'd have to be farther because there's a snap. Okay, we'll go a 16-yard field goal. You, with a D, there's a defense. Or what's the guy? What's his name? Adam Vinatieri? Is that it?
Yeah, the legendary kicker for the Colts.
Do you have more faith in you to make a 16-yard field goal or Vinatieri to make a 75-yarder?
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
Are you going to take Vinatieri?
make a 16.
I'm going to take the 16-yard field goal over
Yeah.
the
The
75
defense
yard.
for there's this well, no, there's a defense. There's a real live jumping acting NFL defense in a
Yes.
stadium
But you
still.
understand that a 75-yard field goal has never been. That's not a thing that's ever happened. Remember when Lane Kiffin sent his kicker out?
Yes.
Kicked it, what was it, 82 yards into the wind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Nance on the call saying into the wind is one of the funniest things ever.
Five,
Wait a minute, he's
yards
bringing
nothing.
Janikowski out.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, hold on. Let's start to do the math on this. This would be 76 yards. This wouldn't only be the all-time record.
The wind.
This would completely shatter it.
Wind is in his face.
76 yards into the wind. Unimaginable. With a three-step start for a little NFL history. Lechler on the hold. Janikowski hits it as hard as he can. It's not even going to make it to the goal.
I'm taking if it's Heath versus Heath from 16 yards in a full NFL stadium, game on the line, defense and everything, and Vinatieri from 75. I'm taking Vinatieri.
Are you kidding me, Ethan?
If you don't, what you don't
I
know is that Heath was a sweeper in high school, so I know he can get it up. He can get it up there.
But the pressure in the
Thank you, Lonnie.
That's a good point.
Vinatieri has done it so many times, like. Now, I know not from 75, but like he understands the pressure in the situation. I just feel like Heath would
It's
probably
16
75
yards, though.
yards. 75 yards, Ethan. 75 yards versus 16.
It's
That is humanly
Vinatieri.
impossible versus very doable.
It's Adam Vinatieri. I'm sure he's made a 75-yarder off a tee.
Okay, but again, game time. This is different, right?
So
Game
much
time.
pressure, a full-on defense as well.
Listen,
You have a
and this isn't the
guy
Super
holding
Bowl.
it.
You're down by, two in the Super Bowl. So if you make it, you win the Super Bowl. I think the Vinatieri is clutch. I think Heath would falter.
Ethan, how long
Yeah.
is Vinatieri's field goal again?
All right, we'll bump it to 70 yards or up a little. It's a 70-yard field goal.
You can't. Why are you bumping it down then? Still, I'd take
Seven.
it. I'm not. T I'd take myself over the 70 yards.
What's the long?
65 might be a different story.
Jake Bates made 64. So are you saying that Vinatieri can't up that by 6 yards?
But Jake
No.
Bates is Jake Bates. You're
I really
right.
don't think so.
Adam
Ethan,
Vinatieri's longest field goal is 57 yards.
come on, man.
I'm taking Vinatieri.
That's
All right, we'll change it up. How about Justin Tucker?
still 75 yards, Ethan.
Jake Bates then. Jake Bates from 70 versus Heath.
75 yards. He is kicking from his own team. Am I doing the math right here? From his own team's 35?
The
Yeah.
snap is 7 yards, usually like
He's
a
kicking from his own team's 35.
the end zone is 17.
End zone's 10, right?
Or 10. I was doing the math of 7
10
plus 10.
plus 50 plus 15.
I'm not good enough
Oh.
at math.
That's like the
Yeah,
15.
10 plus
Wait.
50 plus 15, that's 75.
Like,
Yeah,
what
Ethan,
the?
he's kicking from his own 35.
No, it was on 43, right?
40. Yeah,
No,
it's
he's
like
kicking from his
40.
own 35, if that's 75 yards.
Oh, we're only doing 70.
No,
I
we're
think
not.
we probably need to move on from this segment, though.
Ethan, I'll take my chances with the 16-yarder. That's what are you at? You're at the 6 yard line.
And
Kay, you believe you could do this, right, honey?
Yes, I think I am capable.
I believe it's more likely that I hit a 16-yarder than anybody hit 75.
Guys, I changed it to 70 to make it a little more juicy.
Still, no, Ethan, longest, you can't change your answer. You keep changing your answer.
I'm still taking Vinatarian Tucker from 70.
That's your opinion.
Here's one that I've always actually thought. If I, with the skill of basketball that I have now, I'm not saying I'm actually a good basketball player or anything, but the skill that I have now, if I was to take a time machine back to the 1920s when basketball really became started, you know, NBA especially, I would be a Hall of Famer averaging a triple-double in 1920s NBA. I have stood on that hill my entire life, and I will die on that hill.
I think it's disrespectful to the original founders of the game.
They couldn't dribble with both hands. They could only dribble with their right hands.
But what happens if you start doing that, then you alter history. Then they start doing that in the 1920s. They get rapidly better.
They get rapidly better. What are they
disrupted evolving? The time stream.
Well, Chamberlain would have scored 100 points in a game.
Guys, I got locked in today to I'm participating in the June 8th Fountain Lake High School alumni basketball game. So if any of you happen to be there on the 8th, tune in.
Oh, that's small world. Honey, you know what I'm doing Thursday night?
What are you doing Thursday night? Being Is there an alumni?
There's a Baptist Prep alumni soccer game Thursday night that I will be playing.
Nice.
You know
are
what?
Are they playing it at Baptist Prep?
Yes. Ethan, if there's a football there, I'm going to have somebody hold it. I'm going to video myself taking a 16-yard field goal.
With a are you doing defense it? Out there?
Do what?
Is it this Thursday, Heath?
Yes, it is about 48 hours from now.
Are you going to get an NFL defense out there, and are you going to put it in Allegiant Stadium?
Unfortunately, no. I can't do that. So, yeah, maybe I'm not actually going to do this because I don't have all the variables.
Yep, exactly. I think you're
just. Why are they doing the alumni game so late in the year?
I don't know. They always just kind of throw it together. Seth Miller, he's the guy doing it.
The coach.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Levi Miller will be there also. So, I mean, it's for the good two morning. Other people on this podcast, that doesn't matter to you guys at all. But.
Levi's the guy.
Actually, no, Kay, Levi Miller, he's the media guy at Little Rock Christian now.
Oh, I think I have met him.
Dude's an all-star. One of our best. Used to be he was my soccer coach at Baptist Prep. Now his brother is the coach at Baptist Prep. That's a small world.
One thing about Baptist
Prep. Father was a coach at Baptist Prep.
His father was a coach at Baptist Prep.
The family runs.
Baptist Prep. Soccer is a wagon. It's a dynasty.
That's not true, but
the women's side is.
The women are really good.
The women are good.
That's surprising because Baptist Prep was good at boys basketball, but girls were always, you know.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, we're iffy.
I'm just messing with you, honey.
No, it's the truth.
I found your huddle.
We know.
Hey, some great highlights on your huddle there, honey. All right, let's wrap it up. Kay, that's a beautiful living room you're in right now.
Thanks. It's all recently cleaned up.
Nice. That wood looks like it has that good, like, wood smell, you know? I'm out of here. Good talking with you guys.
See ya.
All right. Great stuff.